This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Zone of Genius podcast. My name is Inez Bai. I am your host, coming at you every single week or so whenever the vibe strikes me, to give you information on how to make the big bucks from your Zone of Genius and leverage your natural strengths and talents. So coming back with a brand new season for 2024, welcome. How are we all feeling? How is the new year treating you? I am super excited to be back this year with a brand new episode and a fresh vibe. Today, we're going to be talking all about a marketing and office suite strategy that I have noticed from somewhere where I personally get a service from that's not in the coaching industry. And I recommend that you do this as well, because there can be so many helpful lessons that can really give you an edge in the coaching world when you are tapping into other industries for evidence and ideas of how you could run your own business, because then you're not just doing what everyone else is doing or following the trends. You're setting your own trends and really becoming a pioneer in that sense, which makes you really memorable. And people don't want to follow someone that is just like a sheep that's one of the crowd. People want to follow someone that's like making waves and introducing new ideas and doing fun and cool things. So I'm going to give you my perspective on this business that I engage with, I guess you could say, and how you can use it in your own business so that you can leverage your marketing and offer suite and be working with more customers, making more money and making a bigger impact. So let's get started on today's episode. Okay, so I go to get facials every month at this place called Facial here in Sydney. They very conveniently have a studio in Bondi Junction, which is where I used to live. And they have another studio in Neutral Bay, which is also close to where I live now as well. I just thought I'd add in that little bit of detail because I don't know. I think it's really interesting that I used to live like in Bondi and there was a studio there, and they only have one other studio in Sydney, which is in Neutral Bay. And so I can continue to go. And before going to this place called Facial, like spell F-A-Y-S-H-E-L-L. You can go and check out their Instagram. They're amazing. I really recommend it. I was not a regular facial girly. Like, I would get facials every now and again. It was like a treat. It was one of those things where I was like, oh, I should book it in. Or like, you know, if I got a voucher, I would go or whatever. And obviously getting a facial is a luxury service, but I really like to treat myself like I am a luxury, like I am a premium service, because I want to be able to give that energy back to my clients. I'm not just going to be doing the bare minimum and expecting that I'm going to create maximum results. I'm really looking at how can I optimize the way that I feel, the way that I look, the way that I perform, so that I can be of my best service. And at the start of my business, that wasn't getting monthly facials, but now at this place in my business and in my life and where I want to go, it makes sense to be a little bit more luxurious with the services that I give to myself, right? But even though, like, you know, I've been making pretty good money for the last couple of years, and it was just something that had never occurred to me to be doing regular facials or even regular massages or anything like that. I was just like, that's a treat that you do every now and again. But obviously we all know that when we do things more consistently, we get better results. The problem was, is that it had never occurred to me to do something like that because there was no business model set up to make it easy for you to do recurring facials or really any beauty treatments. Like, it's quite interesting. Even when I go to get my hair done, for example, and I'm sure you feel this, and I feel like this is such a gap in the beauty industry, I guess, is hair in the beauty industry, whatever, that whenever you have to book, it's like the onus is so placed on the client to make the booking. And I feel like that then leaves so much money on the table because then the client waits, they get distracted, they put it off, whatever it might be. Whereas when you're making it easier for the client to have a recurring booking, like for example, with my hair, especially when I was getting blonde highlights, but now I have red hair, as you may have seen on my Instagram. If you want to go see it, check it out on my Instagram at Inez Bai. I would always be like, oh, I should really book it in. But then I'd get distracted or I would forget or something would happen. And so I would always feel like, why don't they just book me in when I'm there? But I would like get my hair done and forget and be excited and want to go out and take a million pictures. So anyway, I see this promotion and I really want you to pay attention to this for your own business as well, because I hear a lot of clients and coaches and online service providers are offering their services as like a one-off session, or, you know, you just do like per hour, and they're looking at their business really like, how can I get more clients in the door per hour that I'm working? Whereas that is obviously such a limiting way to scale your business, because you can only work as much and only earn as much money as you can work per hour. So I see this promotion for this new facial shop that's opened up in Bondi Junction, which is near where I work. And I can't remember really where I saw it, whether it was on social media. Maybe I got served an ad for it or something like that. So you can think about this within your own business. Okay, so on social media, how can I leverage that to have a promotion to get people interested and through the door? And I think for your first facial, you could get like 50% off or something like that. And this is why it can be so beneficial to do free masterclasses or offer like some sort of discount or bonus to get people to have a taste of what is in your world first. And then they have a good experience and they trust it, and you build rapport quite quickly. And then from that place, they're more likely to invest in you. So I go to this facial place, I have a facial, and I'm like, cool, that's amazing. I feel really good. I loved it. And when I went to pay, they were like, you can either pay this amount, and it costs this amount every single time you come, or you can sign up to a membership. And not only do you get cheaper facials every single month, but you also get included unlimited light therapy. So you can come in as much as you want and use the three different light therapies so that you can get benefit from your treatment even when you're not actually getting a facial. And I was just like, okay, yeah. Like I was like, I would definitely say that I'm the exact right kind of client for this service. They really didn't have to sell me into it or anything like that. And that's also something I want you to be considering when you are marketing your offers. You're not trying to convince someone that isn't already interested or doesn't already get the benefit or value of the service that you are selling. So for example, this facial place is not trying to convince people that don't get facials, that aren't interested in beauty, that don't care for skincare. They are speaking to a very specific clientele that values investing in a premium service, that already understands or has a desire to understand the benefits of facials. So I signed up to this 3-month membership, and that was about, I want to say like 8 months ago now, getting close to a year, where I have been consistently going in to get facials. I've been going to do my light therapy, and it has worked so well from their side, from a marketing sales perspective, because of a couple of reasons that I want to run you through so that you can then implement them into your own business. And if you think about their business model, it is very fucking simple, but it is super set up to be very scalable and just like stack income, because there's so much recurring income involved. So I hear a lot from clients, and I think generally the industry is becoming very fatigued of selling different offers all the time and always joining something new and always having to come up with like a different launch, a different offer, a different idea, a different masterclass. Whereas when you look at this business model that Facial has, they have a business model where they just have one service that they're selling. That one service has like three different tiers. So I think you can get like 2 facials a month or something like that, but it's basically just like one service. And I think I'm just on like the average, the like standard service where you get a facial and LED treatment. And so you can think about that within your own business. How can I create something that's more of a package deal that creates more consistency for me so that I can have recurring income instead of having to wait for someone to come and book in a session with me, whether it's a facial or a coaching session with you, do a really good session with them, they get really good results, and then leave it up to that client to book in again, which could be months from now. They could forget. There's so much going on. We're all busy. Like, and then that client isn't benefiting from your service. You're not making any money. It's a lose-lose situation. So instead, what you want to be thinking about, and this is really where I see the coaching industry going over the next couple of years, is like, and you will have already seen this on social media, more memberships, more community-based offers, more long-term offers where people don't have to constantly make a decision. Am I going to invest in this? Am I going to do this program? Should I be launching this? You know, people really want to be involved in a community as well. And that's something, an unexpected benefit that I have found from going to this facial place once a month for like the better half of the last year. I've really got to know the facialist. I've got to know the receptionist. I've gotten to know the owners. I'm getting light therapy there. I'm having conversations with them. It's like a really beautiful like community vibe that keeps me coming back, because yes, initially you join a service because you're like, I'm satisfied with this result, but you keep coming back because you build a relationship with that person, because someone could be giving you a fucking excellent service, but if you hate them or you just don't get along or you don't have the same kind of values, you're not going to keep working with them or keep going back for their service in whatever realm that might be. So that's definitely an element that keeps people moving forwards. And so within your own business, firstly, if you are charging your clients per hour and you're just getting people in for like a session by session basis and you're charging like $100 per hour, that is the complete wrong way to be looking at your business, because you're charging for your time versus charging for the value that you're actually offering your clients. So for those of you that came to my multi-six-figure training, you will know that I gave this example, but I cannot speak to it enough. But when I was living in a house share or a share house, whatever you want to call it, with a couple of, you know, housemates a few years back, we used to pay for a cleaner to come in every fortnight, which was the best hack if you live in a share house, because it just kind of gets rid of the politics that can come up with like who's cleaning what and what's going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And we were all, you know, making good money, so whatever. So we pay this woman $60 a fortnight and she comes in for 2 hours and does a deep clean of the apartment. And then we've had her for like a year and we found that she was finishing like after an hour and a half, but the standard of cleaning was still the same thing. So just because this cleaner suddenly is able to do her job more efficiently and better, should she be getting paid less because she's better at her job, even though it takes her less time, but she's still giving us the same value? So because it now only takes her an hour and a half, should we then pay her $45 instead of the full $60? Or does it make sense that she's still giving us the same service, still giving us the same value, so therefore we're going to still pay her the same amount? So you want to think about that within your own business, within your own business as well, of like the value that you give to your clients is all of the research, the investments, the hours of self-study, doing your certifications, doing your own coaching, the podcasts you've listened to, the books that you have read, the experiences that you've been through, the healing that you've done, all of that kind of stuff is basically being packaged up into a beautiful, succinct experience for your client, which cannot be then measured by the hour that you work with them. So you're not charging them per hour of what you think your time is worth per hour. You're charging them based off everything that you have done in the past and that has brought you to this place to be able to solve their problems really quickly. And so firstly, stop charging per hour. And instead, I want you to start thinking about charging in a packaged up way that is reflective of the service and the value and the transformation that you are actually giving to your client. So for example, with this facial membership, I'm getting a facial and I'm getting light therapy. It depends on me, my personal preference, how often I go and get light therapy, but it's unlimited. So I want, and you have to sign up for a minimum of 3 months as well, which makes sense because not only do you need 3 months to be able to see the results with really pretty much anything, but you also want to be able, that business also wants to create some security and recurring revenue for you and ensure that you're actually staying there long enough to get the results so that then you want to stay working with them as well. So that's something to consider within your own coaching packages. Are you actually giving people enough time to get results so that then they want to re-sign with you as well? So I really want you to think about your business and your services from more of a package lens and pricing it through the value that you give them and the time that you are saving them versus the amount of hours that you are putting in this present moment, because then that completely dismisses all of the hours and the effort that you have put into getting you to this place where you can solve someone's problem seemingly quite easy, but it has been a lot of hard work to get to where you are today. So I love this model of like you pay one price per month. You can come in as many times to get light therapy. You get your facial. It's always customized to you. So it feels like a really personal premium service because it is so personalized. So thinking about within your own coaching business, within your own, if you're not doing packages yet, I would highly recommend focusing on selling packages to your clients and getting them to sign up to like a 3 month package where they get something included as well. That's not just you on the Zoom or, you know, for example, with my clients, they are always getting messenger coaching when they're one-on-one coaching with me. Or I have my Ministry of Genius membership, which is my 12-month group program that gives you access to all of my programs and masterclasses. And we also have a Facebook group where you can post questions and get support from the other people in the group. And you can also, we also have a monthly Q&A coaching call where everyone has the opportunity to get hot seat coached. So it's like, I'm not charging per hour of like, okay, you get one coaching call and you get this included. I'm charging for the total experience and value that that entire month or entire experience can give to someone. So that's something that you want to be thinking about as well, not focusing just on like, okay, they get one facial, so this is how much it should be worth. It's more like, how much is this whole experience worth? And what can you add into your business that gives people just a little bit of an extra incentive to want to join your offering. So when I was designing the Ministry of Genius, I was very intentional about it not just being courses and programs. I really wanted my clients that were signing up to a year-long experience with me to feel like they were getting an extra level of support and accountability. So that's why we have the Facebook group where you can ask questions. That's why we have monthly coaching calls that are dedicated purely just for the membership people. And again, not similar to my experience, in doing the facials, the facial membership, getting my monthly facials, you start to really connect to the community that you are surrounded by. So the people in my membership are really happy to have that monthly coaching call where we get together, where we feed off each other, where we expand each other's goals, where we, you know, celebrate each other. They're all helping each other out. They're collaborating, going on each other's podcasts, doing lives with one another, helping each other with programs. Like, it's an incredible thing to see, where the value of that program is not purely just the teachings and the coaching calls, but it's also having access to that community as well. So really, truly, this is a huge priority that I see coming over the next couple of months and years, where people are really craving a sense of community, even though they're working in the online space and they're wanting to run their own business. And a lot of us are like, the visionaries of the business, we're still wanting to tap into and be a part of something bigger than us and a part of other people that have like-minded ideas and goals for their life, because it can be quite isolating running your own business. Like, I've been doing this now for 5 years, and I remember 2 years ago, I was like, fuck, I'm so lonely. And so I really took it upon myself to start going to more events and reaching out to people on Instagram and getting out, you know, meeting up with people from masterminds as well, and really making that my intention so that I could have more of a community. And I feel like more and more people are really craving that, and it can truly make or break not only your clients' experience so that they want to continue coming, but it also can make or break the client's results as well, because they are surrounded by the right people that will influence the kind of action that they take and the kind of results and goals that they have for themselves. So I hope you take away from this how a really simple business model, it really filled a gap in the market, especially within beauty. Like, I know someone that works in beauty and is a coach for other beauticians. And what she always says is beauticians need to book in the next session. And I think a lot of people think that that is too pushy, or, you know, if a client wanted to, they would, but you're leaving so much up to chance, and you're not giving them the choice. Like, if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. But I can tell you from my perspective, if my hairdresser, or even I went to go get my brows done the other day at a new place around the corner because we've moved recently, so I've had to rejig all of my local services. And she was like, cool, I recommend coming back in 4 weeks. Do you want to book in now? And I was like, yes, I do, because I otherwise will forget, or there won't be a time available, or I'll end up plucking my eyebrows and making a mess out of it. Like, the kind of clients that you want to work with are the kind of clients that respond well to being given that option, because they are self-led, they're organized, they're on top of it, they value that experience. And the worst thing that can happen is that they say no. But what I really want you to focus on, especially being in the coaching industry, is designing a package that creates recurring income for you, that isn't just focused solely on one experience, that gives your clients access to a pool of information and support. That's an extra incentive, just like me being able to do unlimited light therapy at the facial place. What is an unlimited experience that you can give to your clients as an incentive to join your offering and to want to sign on long-term for something as well? And lastly, really emphasizing that community element, and really also sharing another lastly point, the benefit through your content of focusing on doing something for a longer period of time rather than just a one-off session. Of course, you can have really great experiences in one session, but imagine what you can do if you sign up a client to 3 months of working with you in that way. Okay, well, let me know if this episode helped you. Leave a rating and review, because that's how it helps me to continue making more content for you and to know what kind of content that you're enjoying. I really appreciate you being here, and I will see you very soon.